Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Shikhar Dhawan from the Indian Cricket Team is here to address the press conference. Before you ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn.
No questions. Thank you.
Once we start it,
all right. Like me?
Yeah, we are not going to start.
Go ahead.
Shikhar, with the planning there towards the T20 World Cup next year, what do you think of this current bowling attack that India has and the way Washington is in the board in the last game?
Yeah, I think that Washington is bowling really good and giving us the breakthrough or choking the batsman. And even in the last game, fifth over, he really bowled well, in which he just gave one run or something. So he got very good control and varieties as well. Even Deepak Chahar, he swings the ball both way at the same time. He got pace as well. So yeah, it's good to have fresh legs and the young boys, and it is the perfect platform for them to perform and build the confidence for T20 World Cup.
The T20 World Cup coming up next year, so the management has said that they're going to try a lot of youngsters in the build up to the T20 World Cup. But so, what's the role of seniors like you, Rohit, and Virat? So, what is, are you going to be mentoring the youngsters, or what sort of role are you guys going to be playing, you seniors?
Yeah, we see youngsters already playing, and as senior players, like when we in the middle, and if a youngster is coming in, suppose Rishabh coming in or Shreyas is coming in. We make sure we do the communication and make sure that we make their nerves calm down and make them think that what is needed at that particular moment. And even that's what we do, like if I'm batting with Rohit or Virat, we keep discussing, and that is very, very important. The communication in the middle is very important. And yeah, if anytime any youngster want to discuss something with us, we are always open about it.
The last game was the first time we had a significant score in T20 cricket for India this year. What is it that you do when you score in runs? Is it a frame of mind thing? Is it the way your feet move? What is the secret to your success?
I hit the ball nicely. I've been playing well, and I got a break and came back, and even in West Indies I didn't score much run, but I was middling the ball nicely. And for me it's normal that it happens, 4-5 minutes can go here and there. Maybe for you guys it's not normal, and so that is quite normal thing for me, and I just take it very normally. I know that my process is very, very strong. I am a key observer on whatever I'm doing. I'll make sure I do everything in a very detailing manner. And yep, sometimes some strategies doesn't go your way, sometimes it goes. So it's part of the journey, and I always back myself. I know that what hard work I put in, and I know that things gonna go good for me.
After injury in the World Cup, you had a decent run, you played 8 games, you also played for India, and you had a good 8 mark. So how do you assess this run, and how do you, your rhythm this after the World Cup injury, and how do you assess your rhythm and run? You had a fairly decent run, you played for India in the 8 teams, so
yeah.
How do you assess your rhythm after it?
But yeah, I had free time, and I thought rather than sitting home or just training, I need to play matches, which is good for my... For my confidence, my skill level, everything. Match practice is the best practice. So I thought it's a good opportunity for me to go and express myself. So I went in Trivandrum and played against these boys also. It was good, you know, to get rather than because I'm not part of the test team, so I had enough for break. And now even after this thing, I'm gonna go play Vijay's RA as well. So I'm looking forward for that as well, and make sure that whatever cricket I play it with all my heart. And as I always say that my process, I always am a big believer of process. It doesn't matter whether I'm playing Ranji, Vijay Hazare or Indian team. I put the same effort, and yeah, it helped me. And when I came for this match, my confidence levels was high. And as he was saying that my feet was moving nicely, everything. So It's because how you asked, I thought you were saying it. Yeah, it was moving very well. Yeah, so yeah, that's it.
The first question which was thrown at you was primarily about the D-Loy developer and the youngsters and the volume. So I just want to stick on that and say that how important are these matches leading up to the same World Cup and these youngsters, because they will give a certain time period, they will give a role. So how important are these matches so that they become consistent and cement kind of their role, because there are others in the play as well?
Yep, absolutely. As you said that these matches, whatever things we want to achieve in World Cup, we're going to practice, we're already practicing it from now. So till the time we reach the World Cup, we make sure that we are quite refined and we know our roles with a great clarity, which is very, very important. And as they are trying youngsters, it is good that, you know, to give them a good run so they can express themselves. And because when a young player comes and it takes time for them to express it, express themselves as well, it takes a bit of a time. And boys, the young boys taking these opportunities with both hands and with all, like, all their domestic experience or earlier IPL experience, we get a lot of benefit because their confidence level is quite high already, and because they played with and against international players in IPL as well, so that makes a huge boost and bonus for us. And as you can see, even last match, like how Shreyas finished the game, and you can see from his body language and that his confidence, that his belief in himself. He's just 24 and he's doing it so well. He did pretty well in West Indies, and that's how I'm sure that our management, you know, gonna give them big long run, so they come up and they become great players for our nation. Done.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.